You ready to go, Tom?
Yeah.
Okay. Call this meeting to...
Not much diversity in this.
Yeah. No. Bunch of old white guys.
Yep. Hey. This is true.
Call the meeting to order and recognize alternates, but we do not have any alternates. Action to approve the minutes of the January 25th, 2019 Policy Board meeting.
Second.
Any discussion on that? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Comments from the public? Don't have any public than Dave, but we're going to get to him. Executive Director's update.
So a lot of the time, obviously, has been spent with these open lattice agreements that you're going to have later on in Agenda Item 5 for approval. We started out with the conference call back on February 1st, and then in March there was some vacations and other stuff that several of the folks had for spring break that were planned. So a lot of that's just been worked on recently, as you've seen for the reasons and the delay. But like I said, the agreement was pretty important. I want to make sure everything got answered and everybody had a chance to review it and make sure it was agreeable before it was presented to you folks. So that'll be discussed more in item 5, but like I said, a lot of time these past few weeks have really been focusing on that and the MOUs. Met with the city back in February going over the industrial park tower site location for their installation of their backup radio system that the board agreed to let them do last September in 2018. We just kind of went through the shelter, went through their space requirements. They're going to run fiber to that site, obviously for their connectivity. That fiber benefits JEXA quite a bit because that's where our backup switch is for the radio system. So it allows that piece to now be added to the internal fiber ring that we have between Oakdale, Blank Honors, JEC. And so really most of the core is will all be connected with fiber for redundant connectivity. The city is also going to put up a security camera on that tower site for us, since they will have equipment in there as well. And they do that for their buildings and facilities where equipment's at. So that'll be another benefit that we'll have that we don't have there today. They just wrapped up their agreement last night. Their attorney got their comments back, so I'm going to forward it to Jeff. Make sure that any of the changes they made Jared, I think I was working with on that one. None of the changes are very substantial. Probably, if necessary, may have to hold a special meeting to approve that agreement, because our next meeting is not till June 29th, and they want to have their equipment moved in before June 1st. So if that's the case, and if that's necessary to proceed, then I will probably email the board and try to convene a meeting to approve that agreement.
If we have to have a special meeting, could it replace the 29th meeting?
Possibly, because there's only one other item on that, and I just have to check the attorney's calendar to come in and discuss that, the negotiation strategy for next fall.
Just the thought that...
Yeah. No, I'm sorry, not Jeff attorney's meeting. Another calendar.
Some other attorney.
Yeah, and that was going to be one of the bigger points in that meeting, was discussing that strategy with the law changes, how we wanted to go forward this fall. So it possibly could, yeah, replace that. Because these were the main agreements we had to get done right now. On March 15th, I got an email from Newman Monson. They have approved the back and forth designs we've been going over with on the engineering firm that JEXA hired, and their recommendations to fix the issue with the roof. So finally all that was approved, but then on 3/27, I was notified that Merritt cannot get the roofing scheduler until now the end of the school year. I guess Iowa City School District, some other districts are keeping that vendor busy through the summer. And so they will not be able to schedule those repairs until September to start working on those. So we'll just extend it out another few months. It's been 2 years with it.
How long has the roof been open?
2 years.
2 years now.
And so it's obviously been waterproof. They'll go back through, refix what's there today, and then replace the concrete and finish the work and do the fix that was recommended by that engineering firm that we sent through.
Well, that'll be almost 10 years since we opened. But we didn't have any problems, right?
Oh, yeah. The first spring.
I mean this past winter.
No, since
the... No, since the... Oddly.
No, that fix, they identified the lead. The waterproofing fix is just they need to do the permanent solution so it doesn't move. March 28th, we had another regional meeting. That meeting was held here at the JET. Some of the highlights of that, three new counties have agreed to join the sewer system in the past few months, that being Mahaska, Story, and Tama counties. Now we're approximately up to about 14 counties on the system with the potential of 3 to 4 more that have been earmarked in the future here is possible counties that will be looking to upgrade their radio systems and make a decision on which route they want to go. Obviously, the main items that we discussed were some connectivity to the state, using an ISSI gateway. That was the recommendation of our group, is in order to connect the state system to the SARA system using an ISSI gateway. The state's been opposed to that solution, but we are trying to open up new dialogue with the new commissioner, and the Sheriff's Association has obviously sent a letter as well regarding that topic and met with the commissioner. And so to try to get a few of us to sit down and talk about just a little more educating on the systems and how, you know, we're really not trying to compete against it. We need to work together, and at the end of the day, it's to benefit the responders on the road, not those of us who just sit up and manage it.
So did the letter actually go? Because I was told that the chair of the SARA group, which is from Linn County, did not send that.
That's correct. It has not went yet. The emails this week have basically been all the members instructing them to send it.
Okay.
Could you help me understand some background here? Why does the state not want this
solution?
Right.
So they're...
Do they have a different proposal, something that they'd rather you use or us use?
They want to hand consoles out to each individual county and just have a way to talk to their users and their users talk back. We feel it's important because you can then roam between, like we're doing today, where we can roam our radios. If a guy goes over to Western Iowa, they can switch over to that system, have ability to use their same radio, same program, switch to that bank of talk groups, still talk back home.
I see.
And we're not trying to go through, individual consoles to talk to individual counties to achieve that solution. Just let the car roam wherever it's at in its coverage area, switch over, and talk. You're basically expanding your footprint then to their coverage area. They don't like the solution because it's not capped. There's no cap standard. There's no standard for it for the interconnectivity. It's a P25 kind of an open standard gateway. There's not really the standards body hasn't came out and put a list of standards together, and the state wants to have a document that says if this is used, then this is met, this is met, this is met. There's several real case scenarios today in use for it. Colorado, Oklahoma, several states already in Washington have it in place, using it public safety. It's working fine. We're just trying to get over that barrier and find out, you know, why. This isn't because it's not certified doesn't mean it's not valuable to use. And again, our main purpose is, and the users is, it's for the guys on the road. I mean, it's the ones that need the communications. It shouldn't be hung up over an opinion or a brand or something. And the state had the solution done initially, and they sold it in order to pay for other equipment for the ISIX project.
I see. So, and then the state solution right now, what they want to go to, doesn't serve law enforcement, doesn't serve, like you said, the guys on the ground as effectively as this solution does?
That's a good. I mean, it's right. Effective. I mean, it's a gateway radio they're going to put here in our dispatch room, and our dispatchers have to manually just talk on that talk group, turn to it. Can still communicate and patch to it. It's just not. I don't say it's real streamlined. If you had the gateway, there's no intermediary work in between. The talk group's already programmed in the systems to roam to each other. I don't have to worry about manually turning a radio in my back room.
Gotcha.
So as part of the solution, you know, Raycom has offered, they have an ISSI gateway. The one gateway will connect the two systems and do what is necessary to achieve it. And obviously Raycom, being a partner in this group, has offered that solution up to the state to utilize. So there will be no charge to implement it. The state thinks there's a lot of time and effort involved to manage it. We don't know what that is. We'd like to learn more about it because it really won't require probably a 40, 80-hour week hands-on So those are just some things we'd like to talk about and find out why, move through some of the barriers, because we're not trying to be against each other here. We want to tie the two. It's a good benefit to tie the two.
So what's the next step then? Do you guys have time set up to keep talking?
That's what we're trying to do right now. There's a new commissioner in the office. There's been a letter sent by the Sheriff's Association. We're trying to kind of piggyback off of that letter as the users of the community who oversee the infrastructure and work with it and use it. Send that letter, and basically between the two groups, hopefully they will agree then to sit down with some of their folks, some of our folks, and talk through it.
Okay.
I think it's us extending the gesture out. We're making the effort, and I don't, to me it doesn't look good if you say no, but
yeah.
I think if you say no, you're saying no to everybody out on the road today and your responders, for a better communication solution than what's there.
Okay.
So,
thank you.
Lonnie, do you know, did Chiefs of Police send a similar letter?
I haven't heard. I was at civil school this week, which is just sheriff's. So all I heard was that McClintock didn't want to send the letter, even though they told him to. So,
yeah. The other items discussed were coming up with interoperability talk group to use in the SARA system. That's a continuing, ongoing discussion because there's a couple different versions, and then basically the ISSI discussion took so long that they didn't want to get into a lot more, but a couple other counties proposed a solution, so we're kind of doing some email discussion on that. But what it'll be is a set of basically interoperability talk groups that can be for use throughout the system, to whereas all these counties don't have to add each other's local talk groups onto it. Your county is all on our radio, and now you've got a radio filled up with 200 talk groups that you may never turn to or use, but it is good for maybe some of the neighbors that work together more to have those. But we're trying to utilize it with basically a standard bank that can be used for multi-purpose, multi-discipline across the region, and be able to, if you're traveling through those counties, have access to that talk group to talk to one of those local agencies. And then in addition, you'll be able to talk back to your home county. And that was the last thing, was the roaming agreement. They finally reached a roaming agreement this last week where all the counties will be able to roam amongst each other's systems. It was before you had to set up an agreement with, even though you joined, it wasn't implied. You would have to reach out to that county and say, hey, can our resources use your roam through, when we're roaming through your county, use your resources to use the system and talk back. And so that was all agreed upon instead of on an individual basis, as a global basis with some a list of standards set up, whereas if a county was starting to experience any capacity issues or resource issues, those talk groups then wouldn't be then immediately disabled, or that ability to do so would be disabled. Lynn and Johnson really aren't affected by this throughout the SARA agreement. We have phase one systems. We have a lot more capacity and channels than these other systems do. Even on some of our biggest, largest events, we've not hit more than 30% utilization of our system. And so that's been presidential visits, the mall incident. I mean, we go back and review those where we had large number of resources or large number of people using the radios, that where our utilization isn't there. So we're sized where it really doesn't affect us, but it affects some of these newer ones coming on that are buying phase two systems and a lot less channel capacity. So the next meeting is probably going to be around July. They're going to try to do this quarterly. Moving forward, so hopefully we stay on track for that and start getting some more policies worked on as we get through the future. But trying to work through some of these other outstanding issues have taken up the discussion to this point. April 3rd, we had a CAD demo come in. We brought in Spillman, a Motorola CAD. It was a follow-up from the IACP conference. They wanted to come in, show their CAD product to the users. They do their demos a little differently. They won't really show you a product when you meet with them at a trade show. They don't really even like to show you the overviews. They want to cater it more. It's just it's probably just to get them in here more. But it was a good opportunity. I invited members of the UAC to attend because that's been an ongoing topic for this group, as you've heard in my past reports. Invited them to attend, take a look at the product, see if there's not necessarily just to look at that product, but as we're moving forward and coming up with needs, wants, if they do want to replace the current system, that would be, give them an opportunity to see the new stuff that's out there. Maybe it might come up with something on their list they might put down, like, oh, that would be nice to have that. Yeah, it was attended by a couple of agencies, like I said, they showed the product, and so we're not made it clear, we're not doing anything at this point, told the vendors no expectations, and they were okay. They just, they said that was their procedure for doing a demo. I thought it was a little too fancy for a demo, but that's how they go. April 10th, they got an update from Ellard on the digital paging project. They have 5 entities left to meet with. I have reached out and either contacted directly or indirectly through mutually fire representative, those 5 entities, on getting back to consultant. He's hoping to have a report finalized by the end of April. If he gets this information back timely, I don't know where the delay is if these 5 have not gotten back to them yet, but the goal was for the end of April, he told me, for a report. So hopefully by the next meeting, we'll be discussing that topic further. April 12th, we got our claim. EMA filed the claim from the county for the $1.3 million of the third quarter payment for our levy taxes. That's 93% of the levy taxes collected. I'll go into some more. We'll talk more about in the budget time this year, but this actually kept us. We only were halfway. Let's see, 75% way through the budget, and we were still probably utilizing $700,000 out of those carryover, those funds that we, if they weren't there allocated, we call them out of our reserves, but that cash, the cash flow. So basically waiting on that. This was a little longer this year, but I kept track of the numbers. So when we talk budget time this year, and it sounds like we have a high number, I can tell you the number was a lot higher this year that we would have needed to get us this far along. So like I said, that's a number, that's a topic that always comes up during budget, but we've had to have a significant amount to just make sure we had the cash to carry over. April 16th, the UAC had the meeting. TAC 10, again, this is more of a CAD discussion. Again, the representatives from our current CAD vendor were there. Same discussion we heard 18 months ago. I mean, really, a lot of inaction on their part. We continue to work through our list of issues that we have outstanding, where they're at on when they think they're going to get those resolved. A lot of the issues are coming down to a central server product update, which is kind of the main piece of their CAD system that everything connects to, all the mobiles in the field and the CAD, and it's basically the heart of the system. And it's an old version. They've tried to update it several times. Each update keeps breaking something else, and we keep having to revert back. They again tried another new update that they wanted to try 2 months ago, and we had to roll that one back yesterday, I believe. So we continue to then express our frustrations with them. They're going to start doing more meetings and reach out more to the individual agencies as well, try to knock some of this stuff out one by one. But they feel the next central update, once they can get it rolled out, will address the issues that we've been facing for the past how many years.
Do you have a timeline on when that update's going to go?
Nick, do you have a better idea? Because every time they try to roll one out,
at this point, they're not even sure what's causing the issues.
Okay.
And they keep coming back to me and saying, we need to enable more logging so we can try to figure out what's going on. Just the current methods they have to look at their log files or what is actually getting logged is not giving them any information. So a lot of times it's, well, we want to have this hot fix to try to enable more logging so we can try to figure it out. And I think they're grasping at straws right now.
I mean, if there's no logging in place, even know what is breaking. They're trying to develop logging to try to, for a piece they don't know.
So which jumps to the final part of your report?
So the UAC, they discussed even more. I told them about that I did put some money allocated in the future roadmap or the capital outlay plan for JEXA for bonding. They are going to want to make a recommendation at their next meeting to then bring back to this board at budget time to have the policy board budget for funds in FY21 to hire a consultant to do an RFP and determine what the actual cost will be to replace the current CAD system. And then obviously after that, you're still looking 2 years or so plus in the future. So this is definitely a long approach. I mean, we're at least 3 years out from really a significant major change, but they are wanting to start that process by having us hire a consultant to go through and determine all the costs and all the pieces that would be necessary to do it.
Is there anything that we can do to speed up the hiring of the consultant process, or are we going to wait until next year's budget? What do you think the consultant would cost?
I've not reached out and got an estimate. I'd have to compare it to maybe like the 911 phone system, and I don't know that I don't remember that number from 10 years ago off the top of my head. I'm going to say I'll go high and say 50 to 100, maybe closer to 50. Usually the consultants are anywhere a percentage of what the system is, and you're looking at 2 to 3 million for a system, so I'm guessing anywhere between 50 to 100,000 for.
Do you remember what it was back when you did it? I know it's been years ago.
No, because the consultant, all that was done before I got elected.
Oh,
when I took office, we had pared it down to 3 software companies by then already. So,
and see, we stayed with an existing vendor that the current agencies had today, the county or the city. We went with the county, so we did not do a consultant previously when JEXA opened, because we stuck with an internal system that's already in use.
And then you mentioned we're 2 years out from being able to do something about it. Is it because of the contract that we have with TAC-10, or is it because of how long it takes to turn something around?
Yeah, to turn it around.
Okay. It's almost
like building a radio system, really, even though that seems like a lot bigger project with you're putting up towers and infrastructure, but the amount of gigabytes of data that need to be converted and redone and formatted, and we have, if we're doing anything with interfaces, we got to hope the interfaces work.
And there will be interfaces, because the sheriff's office won't be able to switch all of our software. So we have jail, civil, all these other, and so those have to be able to interface. And, you know, frankly, I mean, our experience wasn't all that great when we did the transfer, because we were told that they would be able to transfer all the data in the old databases to the new, and they weren't able to get that done, actually.
That's correct.
And is it because of... Okay.
I don't know why...
My question is there a way that we can speed this up? I mean, that's great that the user advisory committee at least has it on their radar that they need to come up with, and we need to get a budget number to us. Is there a way to speed that up and try to maybe have money that we've already... that we could float this until next year to pay that back? I'm just wondering if there's a way for us to go a little bit faster on this, because this has been lingering.
Yeah, I can start working on getting a proposal from Alert and see what the costs are going to be, and then see what we have, where it aligns with cash we have in other areas to utilize.
Pay ourselves back, maybe next budget year or something like that.
Last item is we hired 2 employees that were to replace 2 that resigned in December and January. They started on 219 and 35. This brings us back up to 25, but still leaves the 2 budgeted FTE openings that were for FY19 that we will fill probably closer to the end of this year or the next budget year, because as you see in the financials, we're 75% through the year and we're at 76% use. So we're right on budget and target for where we need to be. So I'm probably going to hold out closer to that July 1 and see where the year ends up before I add those 2 additional members that are then budgeted. They were approved last year, but then the money wasn't in the budget. We talked about that at budget time, so that's for budget for next year. The funds are in there, so I'm just holding off on hiring them until the timing's right. And we already, like I said, currently have applicants to interview for those positions from the last 2 that we just filled, so... I think we're in a good position on that moving forward, and that's it.
Tom, have you received any official notice from Cedar County on what we talked about earlier this week, radio interest? And Lana, you can't have anything but jail school, but...
Nope.
Gotcha.
Okay, thanks, Tom. Moving on, action to approve resolution 2019-01. Approving memorandum of understanding with Open Lattice, and obviously Dave Schwent is here to talk a little bit about that.
Yes, I don't know.
I'm just answering any questions. I'm happy to say whatever.
I reached out to Dave yesterday just to give, or the day before, just to give him an update. It made the agenda. It's on there. He's seen this final draft. He was just here in case there was any questions. And like I said, this has kind of been one of his projects. He's here to support and see it through. The only thing we came up with was late last night, I was reminded, very two small, easy typos where just a keystroke missed in the middle of but the checker didn't catch it because they were actually legitimate words. One was just the authorized users, though, any tool instead of through, so I just need to add an R in that word. I'll fix that, and then in the resolution, second whereas statement, desire to transmit certain date to OpenLattice data, A and 7E. So very simple, I will fix those two changes before we sign this resolution and the agreement and send to OpenLattice.
Anybody have any questions on it?
I'll thank Eric Owers for his drafting of the memorandum of understanding that Tom would have authority to sign with each end user. But Eric Goers from the Iowa City Attorney Office drafted that, did a nice job doing it. Thank you, Eric. And happy to have the support of Dave and Eric on this.
And I think that was the other thing, just to explain if I didn't do it in the report, well, director's report well enough. This item is kind of the agreement with JEXA and OpenLattice. Because we're kind of that mediator, as we discussed in the past meeting. There will be MOUs that will be between each individual entity for the actual data sharing of the data. Those will be, per this resolution, the board will just appoint or give me the authority to sign those MOUs once we have legal approval from both sides. But that then gives each individual entity the time to review the draft MOU that Eric has put together as a start, I will call it, or template. But each entity may want to customize it a little more for their needs or whatnot about the data sharing of their data. So this agreement is just the overarching agreement to allow us to transmit the data to OpenLattice, as JEC being the data kind of warehouse. But as it came up through here and through the entities, the review, the opinion is the data does belong to the agencies. JEC is just storing it. So kind of like our practice had been. So the MOU will be in between each of the entities. We're going to get those out to each of you to distribute. I think actually Eric was reaching out to some of the legal counsels at each of the entities to start working on that.
So do those MOUs need to be signed and agreed upon before this one can be submitted to OpenLattice?
No, we are going to go ahead and sign and move forward with this one.
Okay.
And then the individual ones will come out. I think Iowa City's is pretty much ready.
So besides the agreements that need to be signed and those conversations happening right now, have there been other conversations with the municipalities or the end users so far to give them a heads up that this is what we're, or has this been a lingering, ongoing conversation with all of them?
I think everybody knows it.
Yeah, I think everybody knows the basics behind it. The draft one, the other agreement that's between the entities and JEXA that I think Tom would then get the authority to sign, drafted by Eric Goers, but also reviewed by Susie Nearing at the Johnson County Attorney's Office. We just made one change that Susie had some lingering concerns on. So I think the one we have right now is good for Iowa City and good for Johnson County.
Okay.
Coralville, I talked to Shane Crone or emailed with him. He said he wanted to review it before it went to your council. We just didn't have a draft ready that I was wanting to get a third city attorney involved in. And then I guess North Liberty doesn't have one right now. They have their new city attorney starting in 2 weeks.
They started on Tuesday, actually.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So what needs to happen in North Liberty?
I think it'll just be once Susie signs off on this for the county, then we'll have Iowa City and the county, and I know we'll have a good draft that we can then distribute out to Coralville and to North Liberty.
So does Diane have an understanding? She knows that this is something that's coming then?
Yeah, okay. I corresponded with her via email. She said to please send it to her, and she would pass it on.
Awesome.
Yep.
And we've got a good draft.
I think
they work well together. Both documents work well together. They're consistent, and going through this process has resulted in a much better outcome than we were at 2 months ago. It's worth going through the process.
And Nick, this addresses any concerns that you or Tom had.
Yep, we worked through those.
Yeah, the technical side's good. The legal side's good. It was good to go through this process.
Dave got us the documents we needed from the state. It's all CJIS compliant. I mean, we're gonna have the right things to pass audits. So.
Okay.
That's our biggest thing.
I would entertain a motion to approve that.
Move second.
Fruin?
Who went?
And Hoffman. Fruin first.
Fruin Hoffman.
Okay.
Further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Okay.
motion to approve Resolution 2019-02, approving and ratifying actions of prior executive committee and establishing executive committee. Jeff, do you want to go first on this, and I can give a background as well?
I made a mistake a long time ago. We had, in 2009 or 11, created an executive committee to do primarily a performance improvement plan for the then executive director. The language was drafted in a way that that executive committee was created really specific for that director, and it was not going to be, it was not contemplated that that committee would continue if that executive director was no longer with us. That happened, and we as an entity basically continued to have that same executive committee in place for the last 8 years or so, as if the committee was authorized to do more than what that committee was originally authorized to do. Does that make any sense? And so it's appropriate, because it was an oversight, to ratify the past actions, which would primarily be the employment evaluations and compensation for Tom Jones that has happened in the past, and then authorize an executive committee to go forward in the future and continue to do those employment evaluations and compensation packages for the executive director, rather than listing it as a specific person going forward. It will just be for the executive director position. And that's the correction that we'd be making. We'd be ratifying the past actions and then having a committee for the executive director rather than a specific person.
And that comes about because I found out that his performance review wasn't done, and he'll have another one coming up in 2 months. And so I'm willing to fix this oversight and do an evaluation with the executive committee. We've got to get that done before. I mean, we're nearing the end of the fiscal year, so we've got 2 months. So we've got to get that one done because of the financial reasons of the current budget, and then get the other one done, and then we'll be back up to speed. I also propose that because of the way the board transitions for your chairperson, vice chair, and the past chair, it transitions calendar year, but financially, we operate, of course, on a fiscal year, and so I think for a smooth transition, it makes sense to have the vice chair, chairperson, and past chair on that executive committee, and then you have a smooth transition of how the things flow. So that's what that resolution is about. I
have no objection. I just have a question. That was not the way I remembered it. I remembered it that we had always had it as the EMA commission representative, because it's the permanent assigned position, the chair and the past chair. I did not recall that it was specific to Gary Albrecht. I didn't go back and look. If you say it's the case, Jeff, I have no reason to discount your...
I did go back and look. I looked at two separate resolutions, and the last one was really created for a performance improvement plan.
I think that was at the time John wasn't the chair at that time. That was all going down.
It was 8 years ago.
And Terrence, wasn't it?
Terrence, you're right.
We met at parties out in Corville or something.
The restaurant right behind it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the restaurant
used to be a barbershop.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do remember that.
Not the good old days.
Yeah, those clouds have passed. We're in better sunshine.
Anyway.
Did he call you sunshine indirectly?
Yes.
You know what? It'd be the nicest thing I've probably ever been told.
Anyway, I would entertain a motion to approve this resolution.
So moved.
Hoffman, second by Fruin. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
I'm just going to abstain if you don't mind.
Okay. And one abstention. Okay. Number 7, other business. Do we have any other business?
So as it stands now, the next meeting is that one in late June, but we might have a special meeting end of May.
Yeah. We're in May or...
In May.
We'll have to just figure out schedules for the group.
Can we do electronic votes on those types of issues?
I don't think our current bylaws allow that, but maybe we should at least considered or looked at it. It's just, this is a city of Iowa City.
It's a very, this isn't even a 2080, this isn't a...
It's a sublease.
Yeah, it's very small. It's just basically protect, I mean, they wanted some 10-year, like, they're going to make an investment to put equipment on here. It just says 10 years. If there's any interference, the other main clause in it is if there's any interference that their equipment causes, they fix it. They remediate because it's the last person on the tower. That's traditionally how it works, remediates the issue. So it's minor.
We've done this with Iowa City.
And yeah. To John's point, is there a reason it just can't be combined with the other meeting? I mean, I'm just thinking we're going to be getting up against Memorial Day and that type of thing.
And vacations in June.
What do you mean, other meeting?
We've got one scheduled for
June 20th. Move it ahead.
Yeah, could we merge the two?
There's no May meeting. It's just June.
Okay. Could we merge the special meeting for this topic?
Yes, I think we can with the June meeting.
Okay. In June? Back to May.
Let me verify. They want to get everything going by June 1st. They got like a 30-day window to install their equipment. I don't want to hold. If this is going to hold, I don't think this will hold them up. I could probably get Jess.
We'll figure this out.
Yeah.
We'll get back.
Okay.
Like John's taking a vacation.
Yes, you do. This is the city's fault. All right. Anything else under other business? All right. Motion to adjourn.
So
Hoffman, Lundell. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. We are adjourned.